Welcome to Times of Refreshing. Between December 2019 and now, the world has been confronted with this deadly plague of coronavirus. Presently, many nations of the earth have shut down major operations just to be able to curtail the spread of this plague. In many places right now, there is total lockdown. Children are out of school. Many have lost their jobs. And church buildings are empty. Many people are finding it difficult to even get what to eat right now. Indeed, perilous times are here. However, the good news I have for you today in this broadcast is the fact that even though coronavirus is real, more real is our victory over it through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And one of the major strategies that God has made available to you and I to be able to defeat this enemy of COVID-19 is the weapon of prayer and fasting. The truth is, prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations. And even though COVID-19 is real, we must understand that it is a spirit, and we must be ready to fight it with the weapon of prayer. Someone has said, and this is very, very important, if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. My question to you right now, therefore, is, will you choose to be that man who is ready to pray? The Bible speaks and says in James 5, 16b, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we must be ready, therefore, to come out of our comfort zone, to be able to join multitudes across the nations of the earth who are praying for the total destruction of this deadly plague of coronavirus. Right now, as I speak, there is a strong anointing for prayer and healing right here. And you can partake of it wherever you may be. And I release that anointing to you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. God's servant, Dr. Oedipo, has said, what you don't want, you don't watch. We cannot continue to watch the plague of coronavirus devastate humanity. And all through the scriptures, there are several examples of people who stood as individuals on behalf of national issues. Look at a man like Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse 22, Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah, and God stepped in. In Numbers chapter 16 and verse 48, Moses prayed and the plague of death ceased. In 2 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 25, we find out that David entreated God for Israel and the plague of death was stayed. And of course, in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 42, Elijah prayed for rain and the drought ceased. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 3, we find out that Jehoshaphat prayed for divine intervention and Judah had victory. And then, of course, in Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 4, Nehemiah prayed for the restoration of Israel and Jerusalem walls were rebuilt. In Esther chapter 4 and verse 16, Esther prayed and fasted for the preservation of the Jews and God intervened. What are you doing right now about this present situation of coronavirus? Also, in contemporary examples, we have many, many people that we can look at in this present situation. A man called James O'Neill, in December 1944, when the American army were held down by the German troops and all means to rescue them proved abortive, this man drafted a prayer bulletin which every American army were expected to be able to use in prayer, and this led to their victory. The man called John Knox, a Scottish preacher in the 16th century, was said to have prayed for the salvation of the entire nation. He was known for the phrase, "Give me Scotland or I die." President Donald Trump of the United States of America proclaimed March 15, 2020 as a national day of prayer for all Americans that are affected by the COVID-19. President Uhuru of Kenya on Saturday, March 21, this year, 2020, led the entire nation in prayers as the country seeks divine intervention over the coronavirus crisis. President John of Tanzania was found praying on the mountain on March 25th this year, 2020, for deliverance against this plague of coronavirus. The Prime Minister of Italy on March 26th this year, 2020, said, and I quote, "We have lost control. All solutions are exhausted on ground. Our only hope remains up in the sky. God, rescue your people. Pray for Italy. Pray for the world." The man cried out, "What steps are you going to take?" And indeed, many people right now around the world are actively engaged in prayers for divine intervention at this time. For you also, this is the best time for you to join this global prayer movement for divine intervention. And of course, for your prayer to be effective, remember, all the strategies must be in place. You must pray from your heart. You must pray with passion. And pray believing. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, then pray in tongues, because the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities in prayer. And of course, continue to pray until answers are delivered and the nations of the earth are rescued. And remember, as you pray, you are one of the major beneficiaries, because, for example, it will boost your immunity with God, because you are changed into God's image when you pray. Secondly, another benefit is that it provokes divine help. Help is released from above when you pray. And then, of course, it strengthens your confidence in God. In conclusion, the man Billy Graham said, and I quote, "To get nations back on their feet, we must get men down on their knees. Therefore, get on your knees wherever you may be. Join this global movement. Pray deliberately. Pray for God's mercy. You can pray wherever you find yourself. You can pray any time of the day. You can pray for whatever duration God enables you to. And you can pray alone or join others that may be available. And remember, you can boost your prayers with fasting. You must be born again. Say this prayer right now after me from your heart. Jesus, I'm a sinner. Save me and wash me. From today, I shall live for you. In Jesus' name, amen." If you pray that prayer from your heart, I congratulate you, because now you are born again and you are a child of God. You can connect through the social media handles at the bottom of your screen. And remember, God is too faithful to fail.